ABC Radio Australia.
Well, new research has found that seasonal work in Australia may be pushing the marriage rate higher in Timor-Leste. The balake, or bride price, for Timorese brides can sometimes reach up to $10,000 Australian dollars. And so it's often a barrier for people to finalise a wedding. But a study that looked at 50 seasonal workers have found that remittances from their work was helping them fund either their own or a relative's wedding back home. Our reporter Jordan Fennell has been looking at the story. Jordan, firstly, tell us a little bit more about the balake, or bride price, and its importance in Timorese weddings.
Well, Catherine, it's really quite significant, and in a lot of cases, people can't get married at all unless they pay the bride price, or balake as it's known in Tetum. This means that there are many couples who live de facto and have children together but can't finalise the marriage because the bride price is too expensive. I spoke with Chris Bere, a Timorese seasonal worker, who said that many people travel to Australia for seasonal work to help pay the expensive dowry price.
Some depend, but you know, sometimes 10,000, but sometimes less. But it depend. People, you know, when they see the people like the working, like you know, outside of the country, maybe they ask more. But people like, you know, farmer people, maybe they ask less.
That's Chris Bere, a seasonal worker from Timor-Leste, spent time in Australia. Jordan, there's been research into the link here between seasonal workers paying for their bride price in Timor-Leste. What do we know about what impact that's having on the marriage rates?
I spoke with Annie Wu, who is a researcher with the University of Sydney and conducted this study. She told me that there aren't any official government statistics around the marriage rates in Timor-Leste, but that the seasonal workers she studied reported using their money to help pay for either their own or a sibling's wedding. Ms. Wu followed a group of 50 seasonal workers in 2016 who worked here in Australia and then returned to Timor-Leste. Of those 50, there were 40 men, and 52% of the men use that money to finance weddings. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
A larger part of my male workers, they use their remittances to pay for their wedding, pay for their dowry. One of the workers used his savings for the whole season, which was nearly like nearly $10,000 to pay for the whole wedding party. And for the dowry and for his wife's educational course.
Jordan, it's interesting because bride prices, of course, are quite common in other parts of the Pacific too. So do the researchers have any thoughts on what impact seasonal work might have on the marriage rates we're seeing across the region?
Well, many Pacific Islanders come to Australia for seasonal work because the pay is much better here than compared to back home. The Timorese seasonal worker, Chris Bere, that I spoke with, who told me that in just 6 months' work here in Australia, he can make 5 years' worth of income back home. Annie Wu, who was researching marriage rates in Timor, said that the dowry or bride price traditions vary across the Pacific, but that the income from seasonal work plays a major role in being able to afford an upgrade to the quality of life. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
Many of my participants, after they earn the money, they might come back to their village to spread the word. And their fellows, they probably seem like they build up a new house, they improve the life quality.